Monday night, or Liyud Tammuz. Tes Tammuz, by the way, the first Beis HaMikdash, the wall in Yerushalayim was breached in the first Beis HaMikdash. If anybody's interested.
And it's your son's birthday.
And it's my son's birthday.
So what's on your son's time?
What?
What's on the 17th?
The second Beis HaMikdash. That's the Pashtus. These are Yerushalmi, but the Pashtus is the first Beis HaMikdash was Tes, and the second Beis HaMikdash was the 17th. And the reason we do the 17th is because Chomer Tvei. It's more Chomer. We care more, so to speak, about the second, because the first was restored. Okay. We're in Shar HaKniya, Chavis HaLavavis, Monday night, early Yud Tammuz. We're up to page Resh Yud, Perek Chi, the ninth Perek in Kniya. Kniya is humility, but more than humility, submissiveness, humbleness, bittul, negation. And we learned the whole Shar that the Chavis HaLavavis' view of this Midah is that it's a relationship between you and Hashem. While other Musas Forum talk about humility vis-a-vis other people, Chavis HaLavavis is not talking about that type of humility at all in Shar HaKniya. He's talking about how you're supposed to feel totally insignificant vis-a-vis Hashem. You owe Hashem everything. You're nothing. You're nothing without Hashem. Once you feel that way, if you sincerely feel that way and you work on it, then you will not feel superior to another human being. The humility vis-a-vis other people will follow automatically, because you're nothing, just what Hashem granted you, what Hashem gave you. And he is what And he is what Hashem gave him. So why should you feel superior to someone else? Okay.
Kniya is the basis, right? And the question of which comes first.
Yeah.
So why is Kniya so far down the sefer? Shouldn't it be before?
He doesn't go in that order. He goes in the order of Avoda. Now, the truth is, you'll be three quarters of the way to Kniya. You know, it's Yashar HaYichud, where you establish that Hashem exists, so to speak. Then you have Shar HaBechina, where that's his big chiddush, Yashar HaBechina, where it's fundamental and basic to realize that Hashem showers us with tova every minute, every second. Hashem, billions of things that we owe thanks to Hashem for. That's Yashar HaBechina. Then comes Shar HaBodes Elokim, where he talks about doing Hashem's will, and the Hakdama to Shar HaVodes Elokim is that the reason I'm putting this here is because this is now a result of your Hakaras HaTov, and this should be a normal human reaction. If someone saves your life and then asks you to get him a glass of water, so if you multiply that by a billion, so you have how we are supposed to feel about Hashem. And if he says the only reason we don't feel that way automatically, just like most normal people, if someone saved their lives or saved their children's lives, and then he would tell you to climb a mountain, he wants you to climb a mountain, that's his will, you would do it because it's the least I can do for him after he saved my life, right? Normal people. So normal people would automatically do Hashem's will out of an expression of gratitude. The problem is, and that's what he says, the problem is, the reason the Torah had to be given, this is all in Shar HaVodes Elokim, the reason the Torah even had to be given is because we don't get there for a number of years. We grow up and we get a sense of entitlement and we get used to things, and we don't walk around, and we have to work at developing gratitude towards Hashem. So what's going to be until you develop that? Let's say you're 20 years old, or 18, or 17, or 15, and everything's been handed to you on a silver platter till then. Then all of a sudden, so what's going to be then? So that's why there's a Torah, that you have to keep Shabbos, and these are the rules, and you have to do the rules even if you don't feel grateful to Hashem. And but then you have to come back and do everything out of a sense of gratitude. Now that you know what Hashem wants, Okay, that's Shavuot Elokim. If you do Shavuot Elokim properly, you're three quarters of the way to Kniyah. Because what he's talking about in Perek Ches, what we just finished learning, that the foundation of being an Eved Hashem is Kniyah, or the foundation of doing all the mitzvahs. Now, what he expresses in Perek Ches, that the foundation of doing all the mitzvahs is that I'm an Eved Hashem. And it's not worth much if I don't feel like I'm an Eved Hashem, even if I do His will. But that means I maintain my own space, my own ego, my own sense of self. I'm not an Eved Hashem. I do what I want. I'd rather want to listen to Hashem, right? Because I'm scared of Gehenna, or I want Gan Eden, maybe, or it's a great way to have a great society, because things work out. You have a six-day work week, you have a rest on Shabbos or Yishmak, no interest, people are nice to each other, right? So I don't want to say the word bad, because halavai, we would do that. But he says it's not worth much. That's what he says. There's no mincing words. It's not worth much. You have to feel like you're an Eved Hashem. And Eved Hashem means that Hashem is the Adam, and we're the Eved. It means we are nothing and have nothing, and we owe everything to Hashem. That's really what he says in Shavuot Elokim too. He just expresses it differently there. There he says we do everything out of a sense of gratitude. And it's a very big chiddush. No one, I would venture to say, no one listens to a shofar on Rosh Hashanah or puts on tefillin in the morning out of a sense of gratitude. And the Chayvus Halvavus wants us to. He wants us to say, like, the mindset should be, well, first of all, the mindset is, you're not doing it by rote. I don't know, it's 7:45 in the morning, I'm putting on tefillin. If today's Tuesday, this must be Belgium, you know. If it's 7:45, I'm putting on tefillin. No. So you're putting on tefillin because Hashem told you to. Okay. But the Chayvus Halvavus and Shavuot Elokim wants you to do it because Hashem told you to. Yeah, so what? So what if He told me to? And the least I can do is listen to Him and do His will, because I owe Him everything. I owe Him so much. That's Shavuot Elokim. Unless you're a Chayvus Halvavus person through and through, and you've developed what he talks about, I would venture, it's a tremendous chiddush. It's saying, put on tefillin out of a sense of gratitude. A bracha is easy. Listen to shofar out of a sense of gratitude. When you lend someone money, and hopefully you have in mind you're doing a mitzvah, you're not just lending him money because you sympathize with him. You're doing it because it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to sympathize, don't get me wrong. The mitzvah is not to not care about him, but the foundation is a mitzvah. And again, it's the least I can do. Hashem does everything. In Shara Kaniyah, you know, he takes it that one extra step, that I'm totally flat. Anochi sola'as v'lo ish, David HaMelech says. My whole existence is I'm nothing. It's a very hard thing to develop. It goes against almost our humanity. It goes against our whole sense of self, that I have, that there's a me, an ego, a me. They're very, very difficult. Very difficult. That's why he says in Perek Aleph, he says, if you stop thinking you're nothing, then you got to go see a psychiatrist. You got to see you're a sick guy. It's only because of Hashem. So you say, oh, I could do this, and I'm capable, and I'm this. But Hashem gave me everything, so I'm really nothing. Okay. I don't know if I answered your question. Perek Tashi'i, Omar, he raises the following question. Ule'inyanayim yitochen shiyuskapsu b'leiva odom z'chichos hadaz v'anova imlo. Could a person at the same time have kaniyah, the kaniyah that I would like him to have, and feel proud, or I would even use the word satisfied, or like I'm happy about myself, I'm proud of myself, I'm good, like in the Pepsi commercial, I'm good. is it possible to feel kaniya and I'm good at the same time?
That's the
tichus adas. Yeah, tichus adas is, I don't know if it's Kapach's word or Chazalovitz's word. It's the equivalent of gaiva. Read gaiva. You see, tichus adas, I mean, it's gaiva.
Some sort of a positive.
It's gaiva. Well, he doesn't know if it's positive yet. Yeah. He's going to go through the different types of gaiva, and he's going to say that there's no stira if it's a positive gaiva. But now he's like throwing out the question. Can you be totally submissive to Hashem and be happy about yourself? Oh, that's not a good word. Proud of yourself. It's because the word proud is in there. Take pride in what you are and what you're doing. So you say, well, yeah. What, like, so that he's going to go into the...
Isn't that what he said? Well, Imperakrishan of Kaniya?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, that's
in Peregrishon, yeah, but in Peregrishon he didn't dissect it as much as he does here. In Peregrishon he just said as a general rule that you should, well, it's not, in Peregrishon he said you should feel good about yourself and feel proud of yourself and be aware of all your gifts and be aware of your capabilities and everything, and then take that whole package and say, but that's not me. That's not me. That's Hashem. Here he's even talking about, like, well, we'll see. He's going to dissect the human psychology and look at a guy's mind and say what's kosher and what's not kosher. V'nomar b'tshuva al kach, I'll answer you. Ki shchichus hadas nechlekes l'shnei chalokim. Right? Chazalovitz loves, even more than me, he loves to make lists. So first, he's going to split it up into two. Take out the piece of paper, put a line down the middle. And there's two types. You can be proud about two things. Ha'echod z'chichas adas adam begufo, his physical capabilities, and not just his capabilities of his physical being. But that includes not physical davka, it includes his memory. I mean, his this world things. Begufo v'nyone gufo v'to'aliyosa begashmius, his capabilities. He has a knack for doing this. He has a gift for this, he has a good memory, he has a fast tefisa, he's analytical, he has a good business sense, he's strong, he's handsome, he's a schwitzer, he's a go-getter, he's a tichtig, you say in Yiddish, he's tichtig, he gets things done. So there's that, proud. What? Yeah, people, most schwitzers are proud. You don't get to be a Schwitzer unless, like, you know, you have a can-do attitude. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're capable of doing, following his program and have a can-do attitude while maintaining a total submissiveness and humility, because it's not really me, it's Hashem, so, you know, that's, you know, how many people can do that? That's the problem. V'chelek hasheni is chichus daito, his pride, but my loss of a ruchnius, kivon hachochma, v'maisum toivim. Not to mention, hey, I learned chayvus hayvov v'shara kniya. That was a joke. The tuva mishmas l'Hashem yisrom of yisadim, and he's proud that he's a religious Jew and he listens to Hashem, and he, you know, he's close to Hashem, and he takes pride. You're not talking about the word pride now yet. In a gaiva dika sense. I'm just using the English word because that's what he's talking about. He's called it satisfied, happy, not smug even. He takes pride. He feels good that he is an accomplished person. So there's feeling good of accomplishments of Kashmius and feeling good about accomplishments in Ruchnius. V'hine kol z'chichos da shetiyem itzara Kashmius. Anything in Gashmius, Harei Sholeles, that would for sure negate Eswanovim and Aleh. The degree to which you feel proud or even self-satisfied about any Gashmius that could gifts, it can't coexist with Kaniya, because those are certainly gifts from Hashem. And like, what, you didn't do anything. Anything you did, you say, what do you mean? But I practiced basketball every morning, and I got up early, and I exercised, and that's why I'm so healthy. But that's a joke, because what Hashem, who allowed you to get up early? And anything physical we do is magic. It's all a gift from Hashem. It's not us. So that a person certainly has to know. And it's impossible she is kapsu b'lev echad that they can coexist. They negate each other. It's either or. Machmashlilos kolachem emes chaveiro. Lefishem zochadas odom b'dovim minyoni ha'olam. The degree to which you are proud, or you take pride, or you're satisfied, or you feel good, that you feel shalem, you feel like accomplished. I'm not sure what the exact right word is, so I'm using all these words. Lo hevili dekach, you can't feel that way, only the degree to which you put Hashem out of the picture. And he thinks he could do it. Hashem, you stay out of the way. He recognizes Hashem, but in a don't mess me up stage. You know, I can do this. Many people, when they're davening to Hashem, they're really davening Hashem, don't mess me up. Let me do this. Like, don't mess me. The choser yedioso, and he doesn't think about how in 1 second, I don't want to talk like this, you'll forgive me. In 1 second, you can have a stroke. In 1 second, you can get hit by a car. In you go to a hospital, and you'll see what could happen in 1 second. It doesn't take much. It doesn't take anything. It's like a joke. And that's what a person should think about. He shouldn't dwell on it. He should think about it only to realize that it's not him. It's coming from somewhere. It's coming from Hashem. He's not thinking about how quickly it can all be taken away from him. Right? That French guy, now he's a hero again. But he went from the president, okay, it took 24 hours, but he went from the president of the International Monetary Fund to a guy on Rikers Island with all the dregs of society. Half a day it took. And he's imagining that he is responsible for what he's capable of doing. That's really what he's thinking. If he feels good about himself for physical things, then it stands in contradiction to feeling that it's all Hashem. K'maymas hancheriv b'kochi yodi osisi. It's me. I built it up. Paro says in Yecheskel, Paro is quoted as saying, Leah Ori, Vani Asisini, I did it, it's me. Kvoyodata, and look what happened to them. Mahio Acher Divrayim, Mehis Porcos Malchusom, Uvitul Shiltonim. Right, in 1 second, everything. We know that everybody has 1,000 stories, whether it's Russia, or whether it's a person, or whether it's money, or it could all be taken away in 1 second. And that's not the point. That's just a way of realizing how powerless we really are. It's really. So anything physical, he says, cannot coexist with Kenia. Okay, stop there.